Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, the Patriots, the Colts, Sunday Night Football. Patriots fans, the wait is just about over. I want to talk about football, actual football, not the footballs, but the game that's going to take place on the field. And I'm not sure the Patriots are going to be able to run the ball right down Indianapolis' throat the way they have in the past three games. 13 rushing touchdowns, over 600 yards rushing in those three games. But I think Indianapolis is a little better against the run. And I also think the Patriots want to prove a point that they can beat Indianapolis doing whatever they want. So I think Tom Brady is going to spread them out and he's going to rip that secondary to shreds. I think Tom is going to go to the air early and often. And I think that the Rob Gronkowski matchup remains the single most unstoppable force in the National Football League. That matchup is going to be the key to victory for New England on Sunday. On the flip side, I'm going to look at a couple of matchups that worry me a little bit more than in the last couple of meetings between these two teams. The Patriots' secondary has been better than it is right now, and I am concerned about that. I'm concerned about their ability to match up with Dante Moncrief, with Philip Dorsett, and with T.Y. Hilton. The guys that have done that in the past are no longer here, and they also are going to have to worry about Frank Gore in the running game. I think Indianapolis has the potential to be a little bit more balanced than they have been in the past. And they also need to get ahead from the Indianapolis perspective because they're always playing catch-up against New England. And I think if they can get a little bit more balance, they can have more success and will have more points on the board on both sides, not just New England's. As I wind this one down, I'm going to look at a couple of things that interest me here. One is how the Patriots are going to try to run the ball when they do. Will it be LeGarrette Blount or will it be Deion Lewis? I think it's going to be Lewis. I think those spread formations that I talked about at the top are more conducive to Lewis's style. And again, I think the additions that Indianapolis has made up front with Anderson and Parry, those two guys I think are a little bit better stopping the run than they have been in the past. So I don't think that's conducive to LeGarrette Blount. I think you'll see more of Deion Lewis. And he remains an X factor. Man, he has been productive. I think that element, plus the fact that Chuck Pagano can't remember who he is, even though he was on his team last year, the Patriots are going to lay a beatdown of epic proportions against Indianapolis. I look for a 44-24 win.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.